This is Michael Johnson, and on today's podcast, we have as our guest Bob Cancilla, who is the Vice President of Disk Systems for the IBM Corporation. I'd like to welcome you to this podcast.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, we're here to talk about security and IBM's particular role in the emerging security space. But first, I'd like you to tell me a little bit about your background at IBM.
I've been working at IBM for 24 years. I came to IBM straight out of college and actually worked in the hard disk drive industry for my first 15 years and have been involved with storage systems for the last seven in and around engineering, development, manufacturing, and now as the leader of the disk systems organization.
And from that perspective, maybe we can talk a little bit more about IBM and how it came into the security space and a little bit about its overall security strategy.
Sure, I'd be glad to. IBM's strategy for the security space is to provide its clients with extremely valuable ahead-of-threat type of solutions for their information infrastructure, the client's applications, and their processes. These flexible solutions are based upon IBM's unique strengths in services, software, and hardware, along with its extensive security expertise around privacy, governance, risk, and compliance. Our integrated security management offerings will include such things around identity, event, endpoint, patch, and key management, along with an asset-based management services offering. Specifically for data storage, the strategy is based around encryption and the ability to manage encryption keys across the client's enterprise. Security of data within the information infrastructure is a natural extension of the IBM brand.
So how does Seagate technology fit into that vision? And maybe you can talk about what led IBM to incorporate that technology into the security offering.
Seagate has been a trusted partner of IBM for many years. We've discovered and we've shared a similar vision for encrypting data at rest in our customers' data centers, similar to how we are encrypting tape drives today and offering an effective solution for protecting data that physically could leave the security of a data center. We're looking forward to complementing this with Seagate's full disk encrypting drives into our disk-based systems. Soon customers will be able to manage their encrypting tape and disk systems with the same cost-effective and non-disruptive approach.
Do you think it's important to have the drive manufacturer build encryption into the drive, and why?
Yes, we do. We feel that the simplest approach to solving the data at rest threat is to perform encryption as close as possible to the ultimate resting point, which is the disk drive itself or the tape drive. It's simpler, and it causes much less impact on any IT organization. So encrypting at the storage endpoint helps avoid the need for host-based encryption of the data and the concurrent drain on host performance that comes with that. It may allow the elimination of specialized encryption appliances and the associated complexity of managing another layer of devices within the storage network. Plus, there's no virtual discernible performance impact on the drive I/O by doing encryption at the hard disk drive or tape drive level. Our encrypting tape solutions have been very well received in the marketplace for over the past 18 months, and our customers are looking forward to our partnership with Seagate and LSI delivering a similar solution for disk-based systems.
And looking forward, do you think that all drives eventually are going to be self-encrypted?
Our objective is to drive new standards in this area to help foster an ecosystem of vendors that can deliver a standards-based encryption solutions. Right now, partnering with, again, Seagate and LSI in developing that de facto standard for encryption, we are very positive to do that. So as the drive volumes ramp up and the incremental cost for encrypting them remains negligible, we could see a day where encrypting drives is rather pervasive. And this, of course, will depend upon effective key management, and that is why IBM is focusing its resources on addressing this need.
Can you give us a little thumbnail about the key management situation? It seems like it's key to the situation.
Yeah, it is very key. First of all, we'll be presenting it at RSA, our next evolution of our encryption key management. We call it the Tivoli Key Lifecycle Management tool, and we'll have several folks there on hand to demonstrate our plans for managing encryption keys for both tape and disk-based systems. Along with that, IBM and Seagate will have a new interactive flash demo, which will show how a storage administrator can manage full disk encrypting drives through some common storage scenarios. For example, enabling encrypting drives within a new system, decommissioning systems that are coming off lease, replacing drives, and other common storage tasks. We'll also have the typical brochures and white papers on how we're working to bring the most effective encryption solution for data at rest within the data center.
Well, it sounds fascinating. RSA always has a great amount of information for those concerned with security, and this exciting new aspect in partnership sounds like it's something that's really going to be great to look forward to in the near future.
I agree. I mean, we've been working it with Seagate and LSI for the past several months, and IBM is very excited to be bringing this technology and this solution to the marketplace here in 2008.
All right. My guest on today's podcast has been Bob Kinsella, who's the Vice President of Disk Systems for the IBM Corporation. And Bob, thanks again for being with us, and we look forward to what's coming out at RSA.
Thanks, Michael.